A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Joy. We love the Lord because he hears our voice and our supplications. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for you and your family, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on your behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of this nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of this nation and all men, so that you and your family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for you and your family, for these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away, and is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man, like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight. The Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel, the words that Christ through us speak are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you and your entire house to the Lord Jehovah, our everlasting strength, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, blessed be his glorious name forever. In Christ we ask our God, our Rock, the Father of glory, to grant to you and your family the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. Mercy surrounds you and your house. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice and shout for joy, for mercy shall surround you and your family. O send out your light and your truth, O Lord. May the Lord's light and his truth lead you and your family. Let his light and his truth bring you and your loved ones to his holy hill and to his tabernacle. Then you and your people will go to the altar of God, to God your exceedingly joy, and make a joyful shout to God. Sing out the honor of his name and make his praise glorious. According to the riches of his glory, may God, who alone is wise, give you and your family wisdom and knowledge and joy. May you and your house know the joy of his way. He will fill your mouths with laughing and your lips with rejoicing. Those who hate you and your house will be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked will come to nothing. The Lord shall delight in you and your family. He shall see your faces with joy, for he restores to you and your people his righteousness. The Lord desires truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part he will make you and yours to know wisdom. He will purge you and your people with hyssop, and you shall be clean. He will wash you, and you shall be whiter than snow. He will make you and your people to hear the joy and gladness, and he will hide his face from your sins and blot out all your iniquities. He will create in you and your family clean hearts, and renew a steadfast spirit within you. For the Lord who heals, Jehovah Rapha, restores your souls. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from everlasting to everlasting. In the name of Jesus Christ, the name of our Lord is a strong tower. In his name let you and your people put your trust. Let you and yours shout for joy because he defends you. In Christ we pray, you and your family will love his name and be joyful in him. For the Lord will bless you in your house with favor. He will surround you and your family as with a shield. He will show you and your people the path of life. In his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. You and your people shall have joy in his strength, and in his salvation how greatly shall you rejoice. According to his tender mercies, may God grant to you and your family your heart's desire, and not withhold the request of your lips. May he meet you in your house with the blessing of goodness, and give you and your people life and length of days forever and ever. Your glory is great in his salvation. Honor and majesty he has placed upon you and your house. Your head shall be lifted up above all your enemies all around, you and your house. In Christ we pray that you and your family will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle and sing praises to the Lord, that you and yours will do this willingly in the uprightness of your hearts, raising your voice with resounding joy. For you and your house will triumph in his praise. God has a mighty arm, strong as his hand and high as his right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Mercy and truth go before his face. Blessed are you and your family who know the joyful sound. May you and your people walk in the light of his countenance. In the name of the Lord, may you and your house rejoice all day long. And in his righteousness, you and your house will be exalted. For he is the glory of your strength, and in his favor your horn is exalted. For your shield belongs to the Lord, and your king to the Holy One of Israel. For the Lord is there, the Lord is present, Jehovah Shema. Yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. For he is with you in your house, his rod and his staff shall comfort you and your family. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, which has come to seek and to save that which was lost, let you and your family shout joyfully to the rock of your salvation. Let you and your people come before his presence with thanksgiving, for he is our God, and you are of the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Let you and your people hear his voice and follow him. For his sheep hear his voice, and he knows them, and they follow him. According to the riches of his grace, he gives you and your people eternal life, and you shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch you out of his hand. His Father, who has given you to him, is greater than all. And lo, no one is able to snatch you out of his Father's hand. He and his Father are one. May you and your family receive the glory which Jesus Christ gives, that you may be one just as the Father and the Son are one. The Lord Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide, is your shepherd, you shall not want. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, has brought you and your family out with joy, his chosen ones with gladness. In Christ we pray, that you and your house will be joyful and glad of heart for all the goodness that the Lord has done for you. May the Lord make you and yours joyful and strengthen your hands in the work of the house of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, through whom are all things and through whom we live, in Christ we pray, you and your people serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Let you and yours know that the Lord, he is God, he is who made you, and not yourselves. You and your family are of his people and the sheep of his pasture. Let you and your people enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. May you and yours be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. According to his excellent greatness, the Lord grant you and your family to be multiplied and increased in your joy. Let your garments always be white, and let your heads lack no oil. May you and yours receive the word of knowledge through the Spirit. In Christ we pray, you and your family will have joy by the answer of your mouths, and a word spoken in due season, how great it is. May you and your people joy in doing justice and be counselors of peace. The Lord is your peace, Jehovah Shalom. He makes you lie down in green pastures. He leads you beside the still waters. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. In the name of Jesus Christ, abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. In His name, we pray you will live joyfully with your family. Whatever your hands find to do, may you and your people do it with might. According to the integrity of God's heart, may God keep you and yours busy with the joy of your heart. In Christ we pray, you and your people eat and drink and enjoy the good of all your labor, for it is the gift of God. Let you eat your bread with joy and drink your wine with merry hearts, for God has accepted your work. In the day of prosperity, the God of patience and comfort grant you and your house to be joyful. Let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants, you and your family. In the day of adversity, in Christ we pray, you and your house will not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. For those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. Lord, by your favor you have made our mountains stand strong. The Lord, Jehovah Jireh, will provide for you. You and your house, you shall not want. Both riches and honor come from you, O God, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. In the name of Jesus Christ, He Himself is your peace. In Christ we pray that your souls shall be joyful in the Lord. You and your people shall rejoice in His salvation. May you and your family know the loving kindness of our God, and your souls be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and your mouth shall praise God with joyful lips. You and your people shall be clothed with righteousness, salvation, and gladness. For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for you and yours, that you might become the righteousness of God in Him. Jesus the Christ, the first and the last, who was dead and came to life, the Lord your righteousness, Jehovah Sitkenu, leads you in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. The Lord reigns, the world also is firmly established, it shall not be moved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your crown of glory, let you and your family be joyful in glory. Let you and yours sing aloud on your bed. Let the high praises of God be in your mouths, and a two-edged sword in your hands, to bind the kings of darkness with chains, and the nobles of darkness with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. Dishonor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. The Lord your banner, your victory, your miracle, your defense, Jehovah Nissa, prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemy. He anoints your head with oil. Your cup runs over. Peace to you and your house who are in Christ Jesus. Grace and peace be multiplied to you and your family in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as His divine power has given to you and yours all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called you and your people by glory and virtue, by which have been given to you exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you and yours may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the word through lust. Let you and your house grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people. By the blood of the Lamb of God, we sanctify your time, so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and all those that dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west. He has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven, that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him, for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and your house, your entire bloodline, and all of your people, your family, your children, and your children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards you and your house are thoughts of peace, to give you a future and a hope. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, called faithful and true, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears us. As a fellow worker of God, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house. In him who is true as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Let us join ourselves to the Lord to serve him, and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, everyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath, and hold fast to his covenant. And he shall bring us to his holy mountain, and make us joyful in his house of prayer. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.